Item 6, recommendation to receive and file a brief status report on proposed community outreach efforts for potential revisions to urban agriculture regulations.
Chair Lowenthal, I'm going to provide you a brief update on what we have been doing since the June meeting of the Environmental Committee. As you know, this has been a frequent topic at your committee meeting, and we have been making progress. We, as staff, understood the direction that we received from the committee in June to return to you with a draft language of an ordinance. That was on a 2-to-1 vote. What we as staff have done in the meantime is crafted some bullet points for each of these topics related to the keeping of chickens, goats, and bees. And in that process, amongst ourselves, raised many questions that we couldn't answer. So we do need to seek some additional public input, and we want to try to do this in a very inclusive process by doing this through a community survey. We would like to and have drafted the bones of a community survey, which I'm going to show you on the screen, and trying to get the broadest input possible related to the amendment to Title VI. Our community survey first focuses on whether the respondent lives in Long Beach and whether they are a homeowner or a renter, and asking about their current knowledge as to whether or not they know that the city currently allows the keeping of bees, chickens, and goats on residential property with, of course, certain restrictions, as you know, one of the main ones being their prohibition south of Anaheim. We are trying to seek very analytic data from this survey, which would allow us to craft the language of the ordinance. We're most concerned about the distance requirements that folks would feel comfortable with, and also the size requirements of property, as well as quantities of animals that could be kept for urban livestock purposes. A couple of the questions that we ask in the survey is whether or not residents should be required to obtain a permit and pay a fee. That had been a topic of discussion both at two community meetings that were held in June, and then it's been a topic of discussion at this committee as well. I've got a number of other questions which talk about combination of animals, whether there would be input from residents, whether they would be homeowners or tenants, on the keeping of animals, particularly at the rate that we're suggesting right now, which would be no more than 20 chickens in particular, would be a potential recommendation. So we did want to get some input on a maximum amount of chickens that could be kept, and then the distance requirements associated with that amount. What we have been, for example, thinking about is that you could potentially keep 1 to 4 chickens if the chickens were X number of feet away from a dwelling unit. You could also keep 5 to 10 chickens if you were Y feet away from a dwelling unit, or you could keep 11 to 20 chickens if you were Z feet away from a dwelling unit. But we do want to test these assumptions before we actually go through the process of including it in an ordinance. We currently talk about and request opinion on the keeping of more than one goat in any one area of the city. We also ask about the appropriate number of bees that should be allowed on a residential property, whether that's one hive, two hives, or five or more hives. And then we also talk about the appropriate number of chickens, as I said, that could be allowed to be kept on residential property. I'm sorry you can't read these. We're doing this as a test through tech services right now, so this is a working draft, but we did want to demonstrate to you that we do, in fact, have this and are in the process of crafting this survey. We do ask about distance requirements and what folks' opinions are for the keeping of these animals related to the distance in the dwelling. Live goats, for example, have a much greater restriction than chickens do, and we do want to differentiate between, as I said earlier, the keeping of chickens, the keeping of goats, and the keeping of bees, because they do have very different issues associated with them. Also, we had been talking about size restrictions related to the residential lot size and what an appropriate size restriction would be for the keeping of urban livestock animals, and whether this should be allowed in all residential zones across the city or whether they should be limited to certain residential zones that had lots of certain sizes. We also do want to understand the intent of the keeping of bees, in particular what I shouldn't say just bees, it's for bees, chickens, and goats, whether it would be for fresh produce, reducing the carbon footprint in attributable to the growth of food in production farms, whether an individual was interested in keeping chickens as companions. Certainly, I don't believe folks are interested in keeping bees as companions, but that could possibly be an option. Or whether, for example, with chickens or goats, that they were really interested in the fertilizer that may be achieved through the keeping of these livestock animals. Similarly, we are asking them their personal interest. What is their personal interest in the keeping of goats, bees, and chickens, and in what quantity? So it is both a theoretical discussion about what you personally want to keep, but it's also a discussion about what you're going to be comfortable with your neighbor wanting to keep as well, and we do try to differentiate that. In addition, that's not the end of the slideshow, but you can see we do have a number of questions that we're trying to develop that are on a gradient or a scale of 1 through 5. Those questions really are trying to address how big of a concern certain potential nuisances might be related to the keeping of urban livestock. And those are really related to noise, odor, the spread of disease, the potential attraction of predators or rodents, the threat of allergy or bee stings in particular, because that was addressed to this committee, the issue of animal cruelty or neglect, the issue and role of backyard slaughter in the keeping of chickens and goats, and whether there's a concern about the strain on city resources. So we do try to address those and try to gauge in the survey the gradient of concerns for each of these issues, and then also give opportunity for the listing of other concerns that may come up. And so that's kind of where we are. We also... one of our other gradient questions is about, in the establishment of this ordinance, what should be our priority? Should we really be focusing on the protection of health, safety, and welfare of a resident? Or should we really be focusing on allowance of new opportunities to create sustainable food systems and self-reliance? So we are trying to gauge the number one goal, if we can find it, in revising the Title VI, because that will certainly help us in addressing issues that have been raised before at this committee, both by proponents and opponents of revisions to Title VI. So our intention is to finalize this ordinance. We will be working with technology services to structure this as an online ordinance that we could release through e-notify and through community outreach and press releases, that we would keep the survey open for a period of time and then close the survey to be able to analyze the data that we hope to collect from it. We are looking to make sure that the survey is essentially limited to one respondent per survey, so that it is either going to be limited to one response per email address or one response per computer. We're still working that out with tech services, but the intent is to try to create as broad an input as possible so that we can hear all the voices in the community that may have some thoughts on this topic. As I said, we started to draft the ordinance and came to an impasse internally on what we were trying to achieve, and really do feel that we do need this survey as an additional community outreach tool to give us a little bit more factual basis in helping us craft, in particular, the distance requirements, the minimum lot size, and then the quantities that we would be incorporating into the ordinance. So that's where we are right now. I understand that you did expect us to come back with the draft language of the ordinance, but I can tell you that we're just not there, but that we have made substantial progress in getting to that point and being able to get back to you at some point in the future.
And I know Councilmember Johnson has some questions. I wanted to ask you, could you remind us about the community meeting and how many attendees, how many meetings did we have and how many attendees did we have?
We had two community meetings in June, June 11th and June 14th. The first one was small. Actually, both of them were not, I would say, substantial turnouts. I think the first one probably had about 15 people, and the second one probably had 20, 25 people as well. Larry Rich in the Office of Sustainability did take notes and did get input on some draft recommendations that were presented at that time. But when we tried to turn those comments and bullet points into a draft ordinance, we realized that we did not have broad enough input to be able to craft a fairly balanced ordinance.
Councilmember Johnson.
Well, thank you, Councilmember. Well, I certainly would agree that we want as much public opinion as possible, and that's why you've had numerous meetings of this committee, and of course this would go before the council. One of the reasons I made the previous motion was that I believe that it's important, the details are important here. We have gotten questions about, you know, the number of chickens and the distances and so forth, and you know, the last time that we had a pretty robust discussion and the committee came to the conclusion the best way to have informed public conversation where we know what exactly the details we're talking about and the community knows what we're talking about is to have a draft ordinance to discuss, and we discussed that with city attorney's office and they said that was fine, as well as development services. So I just want to remind the public as well as the committee, you know, the motion last time was made by Member Johnson, seconded by Chair Lowenthal, to request staff to come back with a draft of the proposed revisions modifying Title VI Long Beach Municipal Code. So I understand Ms. Bodek, you know, some of the issues, and we could certainly talk about that, but I think if we have a conversation or a survey before we have a draft ordinance, I don't think that's the right direction to go. I think if we have a draft ordinance that's modeled on what other cities have done, we've discussed some of those things ad nauseum in this committee, and we can always change those things, change the numbers, change the setbacks after we have continuous public input. That's what our every Tuesday night council meetings are about. That's what this committee meeting is about. So what I do is I make the motion again, the same motion made last time, to request staff to come back with a draft of the proposed revisions modifying Title VI Long Beach Municipal Code. And certainly if we need some more input today on that draft, we can do that. It wouldn't be in stone. We can always change it however this committee or the full council wants. But I do think it's important to be fully transparent with the public and to say this is the starting point of what we're talking about. So that would be my motion if anyone else in the council is interested.
And I will second that. And I want to apologize to Councilmember Johnson and this committee initially when I had seen the proposal for the survey. I did not understand at the moment that it was in place of coming back with an ordinance. I did, and that's my misunderstanding, and I'm sure staff was very clear with me, but that is, so I will apologize to the committee. I didn't take that as a either or, and I agree with Councilmember Johnson. I this survey will be informative and useful once we have a draft ordinance, but I do think we have enough information, enough examples from the various cities that we've looked at to propose something. Now, we can be honest and say perhaps there is a disagreement amongst staff about how to craft that. You can give us, this council, a choice if you are concerned about a disparity in the setback or the distance requirement. You can say that, you know, majority of my staff feels it should be 25 feet, but I feel it should be something else. We can start there, but I do think we can have a draft ordinance. This isn't new ground, certainly not for us as a city. It's new ground in terms of where we might consider allowing some of these changes, but it's not new altogether.
So can I ask a clarifying question? Are you interested in us not proceeding with the survey?
We'd like to see, if I can understand Councilmember Johnson and take liberty here, we'd like to see a draft ordinance and conduct the online survey. You can leave the online survey open, and at the time that this committee looks at the draft ordinance, and if the committee is ready to put it forward to the council, all of that can happen at the same time. You would have the survey responses by then.
Yes.
That could be attached to the staff agenda item.
I just want to clarify, the survey was not intended to replace the idea of coming back to you with a draft ordinance, but the survey is actually intended to help us get to that point. So I just want to clarify that that's our intention of doing the survey. So as long as the committee is agreeable to the survey still going on, you know, I fully understand that the objective is to move forward with an ordinance.
Let me ask this, and I realize that. I realize you're not trying to supplant the ordinance with a survey, but you mentioned distance requirement as being an area of challenge. What are the other two areas?
Lot size and the zoning, whether or not this is allowed in certain zones that certainly have smaller lot sizes. So, for example, is this appropriate on a 2,500-square-foot lot that's a duplex? And if so, can that actually be achieved if there is a minimum distance requirement of 25 or 50 or 100 feet from a dwelling unit?
Absolutely. And I don't know if Animal Care is here, but I know that Animal Care also has concerns, which I don't know how it would get worked into a draft ordinance, but part of the discussion has to... Oh, you are here. I'm sorry. Looking right at you. Part of the discussion has to be those concerns as well.
Correct. You know, the appropriate pen size, the appropriate coop size, can you achieve that on a, for example, a 2,500-square-foot duplex lot? Can you achieve adequate size coop or open space for the keeping of the animals? So all of those are sort of have to come together in order for us to make the recommendation to you. I don't think it's achievable to allow 20 chickens on a lot size of that nature with zero distance requirement.
I agree.
And I would not want to recommend that to you. So the purpose of the survey is to help us feel out what those distance requirements should be.
And may I ask you, when we say feel out, certainly as planners, we have a sense of distance requirements based on our experience here and elsewhere. If you had 100 respondents and 56 of them said they're okay with 20 chickens, while that might inform you, still as a planner, you would recommend to this council what I hope truly informs you, which is really the consideration of all other lots there, as opposed to 56 opinions that say it's okay.
Absolutely. We would actually, you know, from a land use perspective, look at, can you put, if 100 people said, out of 100, said, yes, I want 20 chickens on a 2,500-square-foot lot, we would look at that and say, this is what public opinion says, but realistically, for the following reasons, we don't recommend it.
So aren't we doing two different things here? The survey is really to inform us of the public's tolerance, and the draft ordinance would be based on land use. Really based on land use conditions, land use recommendations, Do you feel that this survey would inform your recommendation?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I think at the end of the day, it will be a land use, the majority of it would be based on a land use decision, but I do think that that people's tolerance for that will certainly impact and influence how we regulate this. Because right now, it's in Title VI, and so it's not in the section of the municipal code that regulates land use. There is cross-reference to that section of the code that regulates land use, but this really is in Title VI, which is a very different category. So part of the struggle that we have been having is, do we use traditional land use mechanisms to regulate, like lot size and distance requirement? At the end of the day, we may throw that out and say we don't need minimum distance requirements as long as the following objectives can be achieved for open space, health and safety, welfare, you know, those issues. So I do think that we will be informed by public opinion, hopefully positively, and that that will help us craft the more scientific recommendations.
Do you know off the top of your head how many eNotify subscribers we have citywide, not just our individual council?
No, I do not.
And my caution here, just as any other issue, individuals who are interested in the issue may respond. And so when we're ready to do this, I hope we have a council office outreach where we encourage each council office to get the survey out to our own lists.
And we can certainly do that.
Do a push in that direction. Otherwise, I think we may not have as balanced of a response group as we would like. Councilmember Johnson? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Councilmember O'Donnell.
This has been a good discussion, and I think the survey is very important. I think the problem with drafting an ordinance now, I think there's two problems. I don't think a committee should really ever have an ordinance drafted. I think it should go to council, and then it should be drafted. That's just kind of a process issue from my perspective. But either way, I think if we draft the ordinance now, what we're going to hear is what people don't want. I think what we want the survey to tell us is what they do want. That's kind of my thinking where we are right now. I don't know what the ordinance does for us. I think we've got some bullets on a piece of paper, I'm sure, Ms. Bodek, that would tell us where we are. Because to be honest with you, I don't even know what this ordinance would look like. And I don't know if, they go and throw it in a survey. Would I approve of it? Would I not? That's where I'm struggling.
The ordinance wouldn't be thrown in the survey. I think we're asking for two different things.
But wouldn't the bullets from it, wouldn't the ideas, and don't we already have the ideas? That's kind of where I'm...
We have models and ideas that we have looked at. In previous committee reports, we've had charts that staff has put together. I think Larry Rich put together a chart showing what different cities have done under each category. So we have the makings of what we could draft an ordinance with. Certainly something that the committee can review and we can forward it to the entire council, or this committee can decide that we don't have to review it and have the entire council look at it at the same time.
That's fine with me. I mean, if time is of the essence, and I'm sure there's people here who are very excited about this, are pushing this, want this.
And we can do
very
that
much.
As
so
well.
I get their opinion. And just back to the ordinance itself, I mean, I'm concerned about the bees. You know, I want bees to be kept by people who really know what they're doing. And from what I understand, the beekeepers do too. And I'm sure you do too. So I don't know how those ideas, concerns, wants for certain skill levels get put into an ordinance. So I hope we could look at that. chickens, 20 in a single family backyard would give me a little bit of concern. You know, gee, is that too many? That seems like a lot in my own backyard, you know, over by, you know, Long Beach State. So where does all this fall? Maybe Ms. Bodek, you can give me some feedback.
I would agree with the statement that we would not be including a draft ordinance as part of the survey, but the ideas that we're trying to address in the ordinance are buried in these questions and will help us, you know, do that. Particularly, you know, some of the questions are pure opinion. You know, do you support this, yes or no? You know, that's you know, a basic survey question, but I think what we're really trying to get at is how comfortable you would be as a, if your neighbor did this, and would it matter to you if there was a chicken 50 feet away, 100 feet away, or 25 feet away? I think those are issues that will, in fact, affect how we write the ordinance to a certain extent. We also heard at this committee level folks whose neighbors keep farm animals that don't have issues. So there is a universe out there. What we are trying to do is try to get as much input as possible from people who may not necessarily keep the goats and the chickens and the bees themselves, but may be interested in what their neighbor wants to do. So we're trying to achieve that as well.
Okay, so you're gonna go through with your staff and come up with a number of questions that will give you some quantitative and qualitative
Correct.
Data with regard to the public opinion on a variety of animals, not just goats, chickens, and bees. I imagine there could be other animals too.
We are limiting it right now to goats and chickens and bees, but we do have a category if they want to.
No donkeys or horses
others.
At this time.
The survey questions are at this point focused on goats, chickens, and bees, but there is room for other comments.
Okay.
So let me just clarify for my own edification. There is support for us to move forward with the survey, but only in order to help achieve the motion of drafting an ordinance and bringing it back to this committee. Is that correct summarization?
So you're going to go put together a survey. It's a separate exercise than the draft ordinance. In essence, but the information essentially will be the same. The ideas, the concepts will be placed in the survey. I think that's where the rest of the committee is, I think.
Actually, I think Councilmember Johnson's motion was to draft an ordinance, you have the survey questions, conduct the survey, draft the ordinance, bring it back together for discussion, and we can retool the ordinance with your assistance as you express the survey results. Is that?
Councilmember Johnson's motion did not include the survey, so I fully understand the motion of returning back with a draft ordinance.
Well, I guess I can speak up for Councilmember Johnson. I am curious to hear, I guess, Chair Lowenthal, what you're interested in. What I would have liked to have happen was to have a draft here to inform our discussion. And just like we do on everything else, we discuss the draft here, public comment, go back and forth, and then do a survey. That didn't occur. So given that, I mean, I'm certainly happy to, if you think it's best, as the chair as well, to come back and look at both next time. I'm happy to do that. I just think it's important that the next time, we don't discuss this topic again without having an informed top discussion, which means having a draft. I mean, the point is, I think Councilmember O'Donnell brought up something good, which is that he doesn't know what's in the draft because there is no draft. So anyway, I'm certainly, if it's the will of this committee to do the survey simultaneously, I'm open to doing it that way if that's what the will of the committee is. I just think it's important that we come back. We have concrete things to discuss that we hear people saying, that's too many chickens, that's too few chickens. We want to have more or less distance. We have had other cities do this. There are samples out there. We've discussed it 3 or 4 or 5 times. So anyway, if that's the will of the committee, I'm happy to do the survey at the same time. Certainly, I would not want to come back without an actual draft ordinance.
Agreed. Okay. There's been a motion and a second. And Ms. Bodick, is there?
I'm good. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any member of the public that wished to address this committee on this item? And just on the motion, though, I will, because we've heard lots of testimony about the need for this and why, but on this motion, we're doing a community survey. And before Ms. Weeks begins, folks couldn't really see up there, and I know you were doing your best. Is there, at what point do you think that we can have this ready?
We actually hope to have it out by mid-December.
Okay.
So we'll finalize the questions, tweak a few. We'll probably add some more questions,
okay.
And then start working on getting it out. And I have no issues with, you know, first getting it out on eNotify and then working with the council offices to try to get access to their lists, and then also getting it out in press releases that the survey is available.
Okay. So the motion is to come back with a draft ordinance and conduct the survey simultaneously.
Okay, great. Thank you, James, too, for your quote, discussed ad nauseum. I really feel this has been discussed ad nauseum. Larry Rich, your own staffer, gave a great presentation talking about the cities that have been doing this for years. We're not inventing something brand new. If I were to have gotten this survey, I wouldn't know how to answer it because I've never lived next to 20 chickens, and I don't know how many square feet my house is. It's several square feet, but I don't know how many square feet these things are. I would think that rather than create a popularity contest to have people promote on Facebook or something or through social media, it might be a better use of staff time to look at actual public policy that's been working in some of the places. Maybe Larry could resupply his terrific survey that talked about a number of cities, ones that I wasn't even aware were doing some great things. That might inform how to write city ordinances better than a popularity contest. I'm waiting for one of my Sierra Club members to get me a photo, because at the Whaley Park thing, the newspaper said, I think it was 80 people. I was remembering in my head around like 50 or 60, but I'm getting a photo from Jamie Guo's. I'll email that to you guys. You could do a head count. So I'm not sure who was counting some of these things, but maybe, it seemed wildly inaccurate, some of the numbers I heard about the people attending. But I think to proceed based on some of the cities that aren't doing theoretical surveys for months, but maybe looking at what's happened in the real world, how it worked. One of the things that the Sierra Club did before we came out in support of this was we contacted animal control. I called them. I emailed them. I said, hey, have there been problems? And we couldn't find a single one. We didn't find animal control anywhere being called out for anything. And so I thank you for your persistence in doing this month after month after month. But it would be great if we'd get some kind of an ordinance based on what's been working in other communities. Because, like, right now, I could go buy a pit bull, and my neighbors don't get a survey about that. I could buy a pit bull. Nobody gets a say in whether or not I get to do that or how much space I have in my yard. And I think we might want some consistency here on some of these things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Dick Barnes, Bixby Knowles, a backyard beekeeper. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm concerned about the survey and its role in your own legislative process. I'm afraid that the data generated by the survey will influence the draft ordinance unduly. And the draft ordinance is really the staff's function and yours to deliberate. I share the concerns of asking neighbors what they would like their neighbors to be allowed to keep in their backyard. My final question would be, has a survey ever been used before to draft an ordinance? And is this even a good way to proceed?
It's a great question, Mr. Barnes, and I appreciate
that. I'll sit down. Thank you.
No, and I wasn't very articulate earlier. In my six-year experience here, we've not used surveys, at least that I'm aware of, that produced ordinances. It's not an effort I support. I'd like to be informed by community input while we are discussing proposals. And certainly a lot of times we introduce proposals based on community input, such as this one. But there's a fine line, I suppose, between crowdsourcing and public policy. And I would support public policy creation with the support of community input. And ultimately, that will inform all nine of us.
My name is Barbara Sinclair. My address is on file. Chair Lowenthal and members, I got up initially because I do also, with all due respect to staff, I did attend both of those meetings, and unless I have terrible perception, there were certainly many, many more than 15 or 20 people at each of those meetings. I'm not sure how such a low number would be arrived at. I'm a beekeeper, I'm a backyard beekeeper. I'm a member of several beekeeping clubs. I'm the vice president of the Long Beach Beekeepers Club. And I have a problem with surveys of this kind because I don't think they're going to include anything other than opinions. And as you may or may not know, opinions about bees and their habits and their dangers are grossly misinformed for the most part. This survey is not going to ask, are you aware that you're as likely to be stung by a bee in your front yard as you are from the bees in my hive? Are you aware that beekeepers contribute to the gentling of bees in a city through the breeding that happens with more aggressive bees? Are you aware that there is no such thing as Africanized killer bees, that that's an invention of media and hyperbole? Are you aware that that honey available from your local beekeeper can assist with your allergies because it contains pollens and propolis and various sources that desensitize you and your children to local pollens? All of these things, I think, are a problem in a survey, because if a survey is a compilation of people's opinions about things that they often have no information about. And our purpose is to become more embraced by the city to be able to do these things, because a large part of our group's activity is education. We host live bee demonstrations at schools and at farm functions, local urban farms, to teach kids about bees. And we're always available to do that should you ever need services such as that. And see, my time is about up, and I've kind of babbled on, but I'm very passionate about this. And bees make wonderful companions. I sit in front of my bees about 3 feet away every day and meditate. They're just wonderful creatures and vastly misunderstood. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm Rick Berry. I am from the 1st District and represent the 1st District on the Sustainable City Commission. But my personal opinion on this is I do support the motion. Let's get an ordinance on the table that we can talk about. And I do agree with previous speakers as well, and have another concern about the survey, in that it's very quantitative about, you know, 6 chickens, 20 chickens, 10 feet, 20 feet, whatever. If my neighbors have chickens, what I'm concerned about is, do they treat them nice? And do they keep me up, or do they wake me up in the morning? You know, and I think we have other ordinances that deal with those kind of things. So I think that should be part of the discussion, too. So that's my short version.
Thank you, Rick.
My name is Stephen Passmore. I live in the 2nd District. I'd like to make a few comments. One is just, let's get on with it.
We're trying.
These things have been done in a lot of cities that are bigger than Long Beach. The setbacks, lot size, have all been worked out in a way that has not impacted negatively the neighbors at all. And all that stuff's verified. It's on the record. And I would really like you know, the planning people to look at how things have worked in other cities. Using a survey like this as a tool to design the setbacks seems to me backwards. It's also a very complicated thing to design a survey in a way that's not biased. So it's easy to introduce.
Can you get closer to the mic,
sorry,
Dr. Passmore?
Sorry. It's easy to design a survey that everyone will say, no, I don't like chickens, I don't like goats, I don't like this. Just by the way you ask the questions, the way you phrase it. If you say, do you have concerns on the level of 1 to 5 about goats and chickens? There's no answer there that says, yes, I support this. This is a great thing. So designing the survey itself is really complicated, and analyzing the survey is complicated. And I hope that's your expertise if you're going to use it. Also, the numbers of individuals that showed up at the meetings that were held were reported in Press Telegram to be more than 80. I believe that's accurate, probably maybe a low number. There were 2 people who voiced concerns. So I think overwhelmingly there was support for these issues. Anyway, those are my major concerns.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Kobe Sky. I'm a resident of Long Beach. I'm on the executive committee of the Sierra Club in Long Beach. And I'm also a staffer to the county. And I mention that because I think it's informative in terms of how staff should be approaching issues like this and drafting something for consideration by a legislative body. I'll start by saying that I'm proud of the steps that Long Beach has taken to advance sustainability while protecting the quality of life of residents. And the promotion of bicycles is a great idea where Long Beach has taken a lot of steps to move that issue forward. And there have been public safety concerns and issues that we've had to address as we've moved it forward, but it hasn't stopped progress. And for whatever reason, unfortunately, this issue has been completely stifled. It's just not moved forward at all. We've been talking about it for years, but because we need to change the ordinance, we just keep, you know, going around in circles. And I think we have more than enough information, and this gets back to the recommendation that I'd make. We have enough information based on feedback we've gotten from the community, based on experience in other cities, based on ordinances that dozens of other cities have adopted that have implemented it. I think staff can use that basis to draft an ordinance and move forward. I share concerns that were raised earlier about the survey. It almost seems designed to generate concerns about issues. The basis for designing an ordinance should be science and experience. It should be what's reasonable in terms of the space that you need, in terms of the number of particular animals that you might be able to raise, in terms of realistic concerns about beekeeping or goats or chickens. It shouldn't be about, you know, how much space would you feel comfortable with, you know, asking people that may have never actually encountered a chicken, you know, a live chicken, not one in a bun. It's difficult, you know, it would be difficult for anyone to answer. So that I would just posit that you might want to just scrap the survey or maybe use a survey down the line to help inform people about how they think about the ordinance once it's being rolled out. I would say maybe Patrick's right about just moving this directly to the city council rather than having it continue to circulate at this committee level. Thank you.
Thank you, Kobe.
Hi, my name is Donna Maricas, Long Beach Grows. I live in the 2nd District. Thank you for your work, but I really am disappointed with the outcome of the data that was presented to us today. I happen to be a scientist with experience raising chickens and goats, so my recommendations are with merit, and I question the scientific validity of using a survey to assess people's knee-jerk reactions towards whether or not their neighbors might have these animals. Also, the city already allows 20 chickens under certain circumstances, and there should be no question as to how many people attended those public meetings, because I was at both of those meetings, and everybody who attended signed in, so those numbers should be available. We should inform our decisions based upon the experiences of people and cities that have had success stories, and it's already been shared with you by myself and by Larry Rich that Seattle is one of the model cities. We should learn from their success and from their expedience. They passed the ordinance with 1,000 signatures under a year. You know, this is going on 2 years, it's been 3 years for me, 2 years since it's been in your hands, and I would encourage you to please get on with it. Thank you.
Hello, Roberta Cazzo from the 7th District, and I just wanted to mention for the survey, we went through it a little bit quickly, and I couldn't tell, but from the surveys that I've done in researching, performing surveys for research purposes, you can have fatigue if it's too long and there's too many questions. Even the first page is a little bit detailed, so I'm not sure how much useful information they'll get towards the end of the survey as it's currently written. Also, again, just in terms of my own experience, I work with bees and I work with children in the 4-H club. I also work with chickens and run the Los Angeles Urban Chicken Enthusiast Group. So about maybe 5 years ago, I didn't really know anything about chickens and bees, and I had no experience, and I probably had an opinion, but it wasn't based on anything that I actually experienced. And what I've experienced so far is much different than what I thought. Because even as maybe probably 10 years ago, I had a beehive killed because I just didn't know what that meant to have a beehive in your backyard. Now I understand it, and I treat them much more differently, and I have respect for both chickens, bees, and I met some really cute goats, and they're a lot smaller than I think you realize they might be. Also, some chickens are smaller than chihuahuas, and I don't think people understand that. So I think it's hard unless people either have an educational component to the survey or some experiential part. I know the first question, at least from what I can see right now, asks if there's someone in the neighborhood, but maybe just being exposed anywhere would be appropriate, because the clubs that I run, at least for the 4-H, people come from all different cities and they have exposure in all many different ways. So I just like to explain that sometimes surveys bring out prejudice more than actual opinion that's informed. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ray. I'm a backyard beekeeper also. I rescue bees from many different cities. I found that most beekeepers are very, very responsible people. The state of California recognizes how important they are to our environment and has allowed the county agricultural department to set standards. The standards are in place in all unincorporated cities and all cities that do not have ordinances that pertain to bees. So if you had no ordinances, the county ordinance would be in place. You have to have a license. They have to not be a nuisance. There's no restrictions on how many you can have or on whether it's on rooftops, backyards, or in commercial zones or agricultural zones. So actually, by having a city ordinance, it takes over instead of the county ordinance. So you're restricting it even more than the county ordinance. Thank you.
Quickly, can I ask you a question? You've seen the language that we're probably going to send into a draft form.
I have not.
Okay, so I guess my question is the language that we have or the ideas that we have more restrictive than the county?
Yes.
They are. How so?
Well, the basic general idea behind the county is bees are important.
They are.
And you can have them anywhere that's not restrictive as long as they are not a nuisance. You have to have a license, mm-hmm. which is paid yearly. So if you talk about drafting an ordinance and possibly having a fee, your beekeepers will have to pay twice.
Oh, they would have to follow the county ordinance as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so the county ordinance doesn't allow for us to escape. It doesn't have an escape clause. I thought you said that if we had our own ordinance, the county ordinance wouldn't be applicable.
The county ordinance is in effect unless you have a city make more restrictive ordinances. How many you can have, where you can have, but they don't give up their tax base of charging for bees.
Okay.
Which is yearly.
Thank you. Ms. Bodek, are we familiar with the county?
We also? Are. We are, actually.
So you're researching that and
yes,
contemplating
and,
that
and
as you? Yeah. And again, the idea isn't to place a further burden on you, for sure. So I think that
it is. On the other hand, we don't feel that some types of ordinances would be a problem as long as they don't get completely out of hand. And because most people have a great fear of the unknown and most people don't have bees, their immediate response to there's bees down the block is going to be fear.
Okay.
When I think of a beehive, you know, a beekeeper, I think of someone who's generally probably a pretty responsible person that goes to that length to get trained, to buy the equipment, to engage in that kind of activity. That's just my perception.
But it takes years of learning, and I'm nowhere near an expert. But if you bought a racehorse, you'd take care of it. If you like bees, you take care of them. You wouldn't be neglectful or, you know, even disrespectful of your neighbors. There's a quantity that you can have and be comfortable with.
I
have two hives in my backyard that I sit within 6 feet of.
Right. I guess that's where I step in as someone who's not experienced with bees, not experienced with goats, not experienced with chickens, although there are several people who have them in the neighborhood. I do know that. That's why I'm trying to figure out what to do here. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you I'm quite uneducated in this area. I grew up within a mile of where I now live. So that's why I'm, you know, struggling to put something together here that can work for everybody. And when we talk about it and, you know, seeking public opinion, that's part of the exercise too. Doesn't mean it's necessarily scientific. We get emails quite often on any Tuesday night. I don't, you know, look at them and say, well, that's the scientific opinion of
those
my,
of us
topics.
That are concerned will definitely be back at your following meetings.
And again, what I urge you to do is not just, you know, and I appreciate you coming down and come down again. I certainly invite you to do that and value that. But to, you know, send me an email, educate me, give me some more information so that I can have a little bit more knowledge as we craft this.
I will send you some photos, even better than words.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Excellent. I wanted to thank everyone for their public comment. Just, and we'll take it behind the rail, I have a couple of follow-up questions, and I don't know the answer to this. Ms. Bodek, when we came up with the original, I don't know if we call it the urban agricultural ordinance that we have in place, but how did we come up with the line of demarcation at south of Anaheim? Was that through a survey or was that through staff recommendation? How did that come up?
If Larry's still in the audience, he can give us a history lesson, but that line of demarcation is very historic and does reflect the development patterns within the city. The line of demarcation of where the keeping of farm animals could be kept was actually originally at 3rd Street, and it has eventually pushed forth up to Anaheim, and Larry can tell you specifically how long that ordinance has been in place that did restrict it to Anaheim.
Sure. So the no goats south of Anaheim rule, I researched and discovered its origin from 1929. So it's hard to know what informed that at the time, but we've inferred all along that it was a way to say we're more urbanized south of Anaheim and we don't want these sorts of farm animals there anymore. And, you know, in 1929, while there were certainly housing developments north of Anaheim, they were more sparse, less dense at the time. The current ordinances don't have demarcation lines for anything other than goats, so there's no restrictions as to place for chickens or bees. But historically, there were for chickens, and I think the earliest one that I found was from about 1909 that actually said no chickens south of 4th Street. And I'd seen how that line migrated north each decade, where it became 4th Street, 7th Street, Anaheim, and then Willow. And then after that, they dropped a demarcation for chickens and just settled on the 50 feet distance minimum.
Okay, and I appreciate that. I think what that tells me, and just a snapshot, really not very in-depth, but that at the time these ordinances were introduced, there was a definition of urbanized that's different today. In the decades that have come since, our definition of urbanized perhaps is different for our residents and certainly for a lot of our residents. And maybe that's what the survey is trying to feel out, Ms. Bodek. I don't know, is has people's definition of urbanized area a little different from what our current municipal code states, and I'm not trying to presume, but I do think public input is significant and valuable, but I would support coming back with a draft ordinance that is separate from the survey and would like to know what timing you need. I know you've had, since the last time we've met, at least to further discuss the various pieces that we've been discussing. And just as a reminder, it hasn't been in this committee for 2 years. It's been here for 1 year. Not that that helps you, but it was at the Sustainability Commission for about a year. Councilmember Johnson.
Oh, so just so I understand, Chair Lowenthal, is your recommendation to come back with a draft and then postpone a discussion of the survey until after we see the draft? Is that your recommendation?
Yes.
Well, I certainly support that.
And Ms. Bodek, do you have a time frame? I can call this meeting as soon as the three of us is able to meet. So
To come back with a draft ordinance, I would say in the new year.
There are 12 months in the new year, so tell me what that means.
First quarter of the new year, you typically call these meetings on a quarterly basis.
Okay. That would be fine. On the earlier side is our preference. I do think we have an obligation to certainly demonstrate that we are doing our due diligence, but we do have as much information as we're going to have at this time outside of public opinion. But to recommend a policy, and you can give us options, which I know I haven't certainly seen, but I have seen other bodies that give their policymakers options under different categories, options A, B, and C. If we're talking about setbacks, you can certainly leave that with us. I won't hold you to standing behind one particular recommendation. There's been a motion and a second. I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Councilmember O'Donnell.
Just to clarify, so we're going to hold back on the survey until such time as we see the draft ordinance.
Yes.
Okay. But I mean, I still want public input greater than a subcommittee meeting on this item.
And
that's my concern, is that the public have input into this. And again, anybody up there, this speaks for anybody, beekeepers and others, if you have opinions, you know, and more importantly, education, share it with us, because I have concerns about how this lands, and I think I've shared those at the last meeting, and I think you've got a hint of that during this meeting. So thank you.
And I would, Chair, if it's okay, I hear what you're saying, Councilmember O'Donnell. I think tonight's a great example of how much we value public input. What we heard from a lot of people is there's a difference between a scientific poll and a popularity contest, and because we know we don't have the resources to do scientific sampling and make sure we're representing the entire city and broken down by socioeconomic group and ethnicity, et cetera, I think there's been some concern expressed here that perhaps that kind of popularity poll or popularity contest would be actually unrepresentative. So we've heard from you, and I would just encourage you all to continue to come back, and we'll continue to seek as much public input as possible.
And in addition, I wanted to be sure, and I don't know if Animal Care is prepared to make a comment at this time, but I know we've heard from Animal Care just as an office as to the issues that they follow as it relates to any proposed ordinance. And so I want to be sure that we have that discussion as well and perhaps incorporate that in the write-up, not the ordinance, but in the write-up as to what their concerns may be. And I certainly would like to hear from them. Mr. Stevens, do you want to address that just briefly? At least you can illuminate for the group that you've been actively involved in this and maybe highlight a couple of concerns you may have so that we can all consider that as this comes back.
Thank you, council member. I guess so. Are you just wanting to know what concerns we may have?
Just highlights, absolutely.
Just like highlights. I think anytime you have more animals in a city, whether it be goats, chickens, dogs, cats. For instance, if you raise the limit from 4 dogs to 6 dogs, that would have an impact because there would be more dogs in the city. So I think that's one concern. Never mind whether it's good or bad, it's just more concerns, more animals. So.
And I appreciate that. I wanted everyone here to hear that, and I want folks to continue to hear Animal Care's perspective. Not that everyone would agree, but again, that's certainly your expert experience and the folks that you have working there and what their experience is, and so we would certainly value that. And I want to be sure that that's not just a side discussion. That's a big part of this discussion. Anything
sure,
else?
Sure. I've been in all the discussions and all the meetings with Ms. Bodek and with Larry, and you know, and helping to draft the regs. And I've been providing input, and you know, and bringing up our concerns with them.
I appreciate that. And I don't think it's accurate that there have been no complaints about these animals in areas that are allowed there. But as the gentleman had said earlier, we do have other, I think it was Rick that said it, we do have other ordinances in place, but that would mean that there'd be a higher volume of calls if noise was an issue and other things.
Potentially, yeah, yes. There could be. Or, yeah, I mean, if it's now legal to have them, maybe they're, I don't know if that would reduce the calls. I don't know. I tend to think more animals, more calls for service.
Apparently.
And then there's the predator issues, you know, concerns too, coyotes, things like that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Councilmember Johnson? Okay. There's a motion on the floor to come back in the early part of the first quarter of the year with a draft ordinance to this committee. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.